I've been enjoying the opportunity to read the Catechism in a year, following the plan and the program of Father Mike Schmitz. I hope some of you may be taking advantage of the opportunity as well. I think it is well worth our time. If you haven't started yet, it's not too late to begin. We're only 22 days into this new year. In the last few days, the Catechism has been taking us through the importance and the meaning of the Scriptures in the Church. In paragraph 104, for example, it teaches us, "In sacred Scripture, the Church constantly finds her nourishment and her strength, for she welcomes it not as a human word, but as what it really is, the Word of God. In the sacred books, the Father who is in heaven comes lovingly to meet his children and talks with them." The Gospels, our catechism then goes on to say, is the heart of the Scriptures. The fourfold gospel holds a unique place in the Church, as is evident both in the veneration which the liturgy accords it and in the surpassing attraction it has exercised on the saints at all times. As a reminder of that veneration which the liturgy accords the Gospels, here at the Sunday Mass, the Gospel reading is usually proclaimed from a separate book than the lectionary, called the Evangeliary or the Book of the Gospels. Ours here at St. Andrew's is even adorned with a beautiful gold and silver cover. Candles, when we have enough altar servers, are typically held beside the ambo while the Gospel is being proclaimed, and incense may be used to bless the Evangeliary before the reading. Then the priest or the deacon, after proclaiming the gospel of the day, kisses the sacred book, and it's enthroned on its place of honor. On that point that the Gospels have been especially attractive to the saints throughout the ages, there is the following quote from Saint Thérèse of Lisieux. She said, "But above all, it's the Gospels that occupy my mind when I'm at prayer. My poor soul has so many needs, and yet this is the one thing needful. I'm always finding fresh lights there, hidden and enthralling meanings." You may know that our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has repeatedly encouraged all the faithful to keep a little book of the Gospels with them at all times and to meditate on them daily. Now, you and I, probably most of us, have the whole Bible in our pockets right now on our smartphones. If we read the Gospels with faith, remaining open to the same Holy Spirit who inspired their original reading or writing, we will meet Jesus there and find hidden and enthralling meanings, just as Saint Thérèse did. So let's look at today's Gospel reading. St. Matthew opens the passage by saying, "When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea." Then Matthew states a little further on, "From that time on, Jesus began to preach." We are at the beginning of Jesus' public ministry, when he decided that it was time to put his Father's plan into motion. Jesus knew that Nazareth was not the place to spread the message he had come to deliver. Capernaum was the place. It was a busy city on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. There was a major road running through it and plenty of boat traffic on the water. The Gospels tell us it had a customs post, a garrison of Roman soldiers, and a bustling fish market. Many of Jesus' healings and teachings had as their backdrop the sea and the mountains, the small beaches and the meadows surrounding Capernaum. It was one of the most beautiful settings in all of Palestine. And the evangelists tell us the people were amazed when they saw what Jesus did and heard what he had to say. Sometimes we can become so accustomed to hearing the words of the Gospels here in church without really concentrating on them or praying with them that our intellects can be blunted to the truly amazing things that Jesus was doing and saying. Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal, in his book entitled Life of Jesus, helped me to better appreciate the power that Jesus' preaching was having on many of the people in Israel at that time. Carvajal wrote the following: "The role of rabbis was simply to explain the scriptures, and they depended on these for their authority. Jesus, on the other hand, possessed his own authority. He taught in his own name with full inner confidence. He did not speak as a prophet or as an envoy sent to renew the chosen people. He spoke in his own name. But I say to you," he repeated on many occasions, "the Lord's words never expressed doubt, nor did they present a mere opinion or interpretation of the law. Jesus spoke with absolute mastery of the truth, with perfect knowledge of the true meaning of the law and the prophets. Jesus spoke with the authority of God himself." End quote. When we hear Jesus speaking in the Gospels, it is Almighty God, enfleshed as a human being, speaking to every person in every age, just as he was speaking to those people in the streets of Capernaum and on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. To use another image, when we read or listen to the Gospels prayerfully, it is the eternal light of heaven piercing through the clouds and shining upon us, just like it was prophesied would happen in the book of the prophet Isaiah from our first reading today. "Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen." The words of Jesus in the Holy Gospels are the eternal light which enlightens our way to the kingdom of heaven. There is a far greater reality around us and above us than just what we can see and touch in this created world. Jesus is the doorway to another life. As our Lord began to preach in his public ministry, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And he also said over and over again, "Whoever has ears ought to hear." In this new calendar year and this new liturgical season, let us listen to God speaking to us, his beloved children, through the words and the actions of Jesus, and through the life-giving teaching of his holy church.